You're a wizard, Harry. Most of us recognize and are familiar with this line. At the beginning of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter is told by his soon-to-be friend and colleague, Hagrid, that he is in fact a wizard and will be attending the famous school Hogwarts to learn the skills of wizardry. As he learns this, though, he is confused on what Hagrid means and makes excuses as how he possibly can't be a wizard. He stammers over his words and does not understand what is going on or what Hagrid means. He doesn't know what it means to be a wizard or anything in that world and tries to convince Hagrid that he cannot be a wizard, but is a normal boy. He isn't meant to be in that world and doesn't know how to be a part of it. Moses is scared of his call to lead. In this conversation with Moses, God tells him that God has seen the suffering and pain from the Israelites and their cries for help. As God shares this with Moses, God tells Moses that he will lead the Israelites out of Egypt and into the land promised to them. As he is hearing God tell him all of these things that he will do to lead the people, Moses has to be running through all of these thoughts through his head. How will I speak to them? What if they don't believe me? How do I get them to trust me? Is this even possible? Why me? His mind is running through all of these questions in the midst of God and sharing what God has seen with the Israelites in Egypt. I can only imagine Moses' mouth hanging open in shock and overwhelmed with feelings as he is hearing this call to lead from God. He has to be feeling anxiety, fear, concern, nerves, hesitancy. Moses is comfortable with the life he has, caring for the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro, and living with his wife. Leading the Israelites would mean leaving his life of comfortability and into unknown situations. Knowing the risks of what he is asked, Moses makes excuses and argues with God several times, fumbling over his words to try finding someone else to lead the Israelites. Someone more qualified or eloquent. God shares that Aaron, Moses' brother, will be there with Moses to speak for him. God calls Moses and reassures him multiple times to show that God will not be alone, leave him, and that the actions will be God. Moses has trouble believing this fully and questions everything until he can't give any more reasons. Moses struggles to accept what God is calling him to do and does not want to leave his comfortable life. He does not feel like he is qualified and argues with God over it. He is scared and overwhelmed to do as he is called by God. It is scary to trust God in our callings for life. It is confusing to experience all that is happening in life when God does call us to something different than we are used to or know. Most of us see and can be empathetic to what Moses was going through and what was going through his mind as he was hearing what God is calling him to do. Questions are asked about how and why this could be possible. Excuses are made to avoid our calls or why we may not be the best person to do this. We're confused on how this is what we are supposed to do. We ask the same questions and give the same excuses as Moses. Will people and loved ones believe me? Am I qualified? I don't know anything about this or where to start. There has to be someone more capable to do this. Harry Potter experiences this when he is told that he is a wizard. He doesn't know anything about the world he's going into. He's overwhelmed with new information about going to school, everything he has to buy, and doesn't know where to start to practice these things. Even though he doesn't enjoy his current life with his extended family, he feels comfortable and has a routine with living with them. Harry doesn't feel as if he can do all these things, even when Hagrid and others tell him that everyone is feeling this way, and that even in these feelings of confusion, he is meant to be part of this world. Our minds are filled with emotions of confusion about how it's even possible for us to do the calling God made by God, or why we are the person chosen for this calling. Most of us feel like we cannot see the ending or the results from it, which makes us feel like we are even less qualified. Following through with God's calling may be scary and overwhelming. And even with all of Moses' confusion and doubts, God continues to be with Moses and calls him. In this call for Moses to lead the Israelites, God shares God's name with Moses when he asks what to say. I am who I am. With sharing God's name with Moses, God nurtures the relationship God has with Moses. God reminds Moses that God is present with him in this moment and then will be through every moment after. God lets Moses know God in new ways by sharing God's name with him. In the past several weeks, we have heard how God has made relationships with the ancestors of Moses, but God has never shared God's name with anyone until this moment with Moses. God continues to show and be with God's people in ways that they couldn't fathom, and God has been present with Moses' ancestors and shows new ways to affirm that presence throughout their stories. And with sharing God's name with Moses, God continues to call him to lead the Israelites. God shares God's name to remind Moses that God is with him and will continue to be as Moses follows God's call to lead. God actively reminds Moses that God is with him and will be with the Israelites as he leads them out of Egypt. God sees and knows that Moses is nervous and anxious to lead the Israelites and tells him why God chose Moses over everyone else. God lets him ask all of the questions that were on his mind and lets him argue with God. God does not diminish or scoff at Moses' fear and anxiety of leading. And God also reminds Moses that God created everything and that God's power is sufficient to handle any struggles he will face with Pharaoh and the Israelites. God declares to Moses that God would give Moses the tools and presence that he needed to lead. Moses doesn't feel qualified to lead, but God is present with him and reassures him multiple times that God will be with him. Moses doubts and questions, but God uses him and is present with him to be with God's people and lead them in the midst of that doubt. Just like God is with Moses in his call to lead, God is present in our callings. Following God's callings in our lives are scary and overwhelming. And God reminds us that God is with us through every moment. Harry Potter is honest about where he doesn't know anything about the wizarding world and how he doesn't feel like he can be part of that world. But Harry's excuses don't prevent him from being at Hogwarts. As Harry gets started and prepares to go to school, Hagrid is there to help him get everything he needs to start school and to get to school. Hagrid encourages Harry to reach out to him if he needs any help and is a source of support for him throughout his entire time at Hogwarts, both in his successes and the times where he is overwhelmed. Hagrid does not leave Harry alone as he starts school and helps him through everything. We get to read these stories, and most of us can see ourselves in them. Like Moses and Harry, some of us can feel like we are not qualified to do what we're called to. Like Moses and Harry starting new journeys, some of us can relate to making excuses as why we are not the right person to go on this journey. And then God reveals God's self in new ways that most of us have not seen before, just as God shares God's name with Moses. God continues to be with us and calls us anyway to follow our calls. God reminds us that God is here. In our lives, most of us see and learn to know how to know God in new ways that remind us that God is present with us, both when we are sure of things and when we're not. When we might be joyful and when we are upset. Starting that new job in a field we may not have been in before, moving to a new place that we don't know a lot about. God is present with us through our callings and in every moment of our lives. God wants to cultivate a relationship with us that reminds us that God is with us through every trial and outcome that we may face in our lives. We don't know what will happen tomorrow or any day after that, but God is already there to help with us to face it.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.